What we are trying to do eventually is to come up with a diaspora property fund that allows people to syndicate.
What is different about your roadshow and your company? Because a lot of people that have come in from Zimbabwe have been trying to lure that diaspora to come back and invest in Zimbabwe, but the situation in Zimbabwe is not yet conducive. What's your take on that?
I think that's the one area that we really try and explain to people. I think what becomes important is we are aware of the political and economic situation, but is the pricing of our assets. Are the assets priced right? So someone has to weigh in the risk and the return involved in investing in this urban property market. I think which area that we really cover very well in our presentations. The one thing I advised people when I was doing the roadshows was that make sure that you nominate a legal practitioner or a lawyer in Zimbabwe that handles your trust fund. Don't send money direct to sellers. Don't send money in some cases to your agent. You are better off paying $1,000 to a lawyer to have your funds protected.
Would you say that this is the right time to be investing in properties in Zimbabwe, looking at the state of the economy?
No, I think it is, because we're coming from a low base, and I think the mantra for every investor is buy low and sell high.